On a sidewalk in downtown Juneau, Tim Lopez balances on a skateboard with his 2.5-year-old daughter, Samantha. Normally, the wiggly toddler would be in a child care program at Little Eagle in Raven's Nest, but...
The coronavirus scare has her child care shut down right now.
In fact, most of the child care facilities in Juneau have shut down. The Discovery Preschool is still open. Director Blue Scheibler says it would have a big impact on parents if she closed, so she doesn't want to do it without some kind of official guidance.
We have parents here who are essential to the work of the legislature, the work of the state. We have parents here who are essential medical providers.
Right now, there isn't any official directive to close. In fact, even though hundreds of thousands of school children were sent home until the end of March, the state put out a memo on Tuesday recommending that childcare facilities stay open, quote, if they can safely do so. But Scheibler and others say it's not clear what that means. The state's guidelines pull from advice from the Centers for Disease Control. Those say that no child who's been outside of the state should be allowed in, and no one who has a fever or respiratory symptoms should be allowed in. Those are things Scheibler was already doing. But she says other guidance is tricky, like there should be fewer than 10 in a group. But does that mean students and teachers? And the state suggests that childcare facilities should stay open so that children aren't at home with aging grandparents or elders while parents are at work. But Scheibler says she has staff who are vulnerable, including one older person and two who are pregnant. So she laid them off so they wouldn't be exposed to the virus. She says other guidance just doesn't make sense to try with children.
The notion that while the children are in a classroom, they should practice social distancing. I want someone to come here and watch me try to keep toddlers 6 feet apart from each other.
Scheibler says she plans to stay open for now, but she's frustrated with the state's guidance and feels that with restaurants and bars closed, there are two different safety standards for adults and children. And shutting down would come with its own set of problems. A lot of childcare providers have slim profit margins, and that means the choice to close comes with a cost. Colleen Brody is the director of the Gold Creek Child Development Center. It closed earlier this week.
We have decided not to refund tuition for March because we need to pay teacher wages.
That decision was hard enough, but what if they have to stay closed? There are some uncomfortable questions to answer. Childcare facilities need to keep paying staff so it's easy to reopen quickly, but do they ask parents to front the cost of tuition and keep children at home?
Especially if parents can't work because there's not childcare. Expecting them to pay that tuition is difficult.
Closing also puts staff at childcare centers in a tough spot. They generally make about half the average Juneau wage and have few benefits like health care or retirement. During a Wednesday press conference, the state's chief medical officer, Ann Zink, talked about why the state chose to close schools but asked childcare facilities to stay open. As far as schools go, Zink says they closed for two reasons. One, as a precaution to keep students who are coming back from spring break from mixing with other students, and two, to prepare for teleeducation. Zink says the state wants childcare facilities to closely follow Centers for Disease Control guidelines. Those say that in communities, like Juneau, that don't yet have community transmission of the virus, it may not be time to close yet.
We do feel like childcare is an important thing to be able to keep businesses up and running, hospitals up and running, and to keep kids engaged. And we know that we're not as concerned about those kids itself.
Zink and others from the state's Department of Health and Social Services say that individual providers can reach out to a state email address, but it's backed up and might take a while for them to get answers. From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.